Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Nun Beis, and today the Gemara in Bameh Behema, talking about the issues of Hotzah, what an animal carries out, what animals not allowed to carry out, the two issues in the Gemara, whether it's a Masa or whether it might fall off and there's a Chashash back up to carry them. So the Gemara talks about different types of rings on the animal, and the Gemara, the Mishnah mentions something that has nothing to do with Hilchos Shabbos. The Mishnah says back on Nun Aleph and Beis, V'tovlin Bimkoman, these types of rings and collars on animals, when you're tovel, if they become tame, an animal that's alive cannot become tame. But the ring that becomes tame, you can just tovel them while it's still on the animal. Put the whole animal under the water, and then tevila would work. V'tovlin Bimkoman. Asks the Gemara, V'ha'ika chatzitza. What about the problem of chatzitza? Interposition. We know that one is not allowed to have anything separating between the item that has to be toveled, whether it's a person, whether it's a kli, whether it's, you know, food cannot become tahar. Once a food is tameh, then it's it. The only thing that could become tahar is water through hashaka by Hilchas Mikvos. But you have to take everything off. Chatzitza, stickers on kalim, and many types of chatzitzas discussed in Simen Kuf Tzadi Ches in Yaradeya. See here too, isn't the ring tight? And therefore, it's a problem of chatzitza. Rashi says, chatzitza, shetapas ha-kavua b'shir, kavua bo b'chozik, ve'ein ha-mayim nechnasim sham. It's kavua on the ring with the other rings, and therefore no water gets in. Rashi says maybe it has to do with no water gets in between the ring and the neck of the animal. Right? Either way, the Tosafot quotes that from Rebbe Porat. Either way, Rabbi Ami says, okay, it means rischan. You took a hammer and you smashed it and you made more room. Right, and therefore there's plenty of room to get around the ring for the water. And the Ritva adds as well, in this sugya, when he expands upon Rashi here on Nun Beis Mabez, the Ritva says, let me just find the Lashon, says the Ritva, Vika Chatzitza, Rashi's Alpirich, Kimash Shinu, Yosem Mesher, who be'osim tabas gedola, shemakefas kol atzavar. The case of Rashi is that there's one ring that goes around the whole neck of the animal, and then around that big ring are little rings. V'tolim ba tabas ketana laseis bohafsar. That you put a little ring that you put the leash in, so to speak. Va'osa tabas himu dekes harbe. And that tabagas is very tight to the other ring. U'mishamachi kashalon. That's the problem of the ika chatzitza she'inamayim klan nechnasim bein shtei hatabaos. Right, that was Rashi Pshat on like the Rabbeinu Parat in Tosfos that talks about it is between the neck of the animal and the animal. But either way, this is the issue of chatzitza that comes up here in the Gemara. So let's talk a little bit about inyanim of chatzitza as it comes up in general. Chatzitza is really the opposite, the problem for the mitzvah of tevila. The mitzvah is to be tovel. Whenever a person is tamei, all different types of tameim, whether they are tamei mace, also requires tevila, mitzora, balkeri, zav, zava, well, zav needs vayim chayim, but they need tevila. The Sefer HaChinuch in mitzvah kuf ayin hey discusses the mitzvah of tevila, shenitbo b'mei mikvah va'oz nitar me'eza min mimine tomos, shenitmeinu bo, from all different types of tomos, and the Chinuch has a beautiful idea in terms of the shorish ha-mitzvah. Mishar she ha-mitzvah, says the Sefer HaChinuch. Shazu lahashivas asila vod never binyan sheyesh bitfila remez el hatovel sheyinaka nafsho mikol chet kamosha teva amayin lanakos mikol davar hamiskabes. Well, number one, that a mikvah is ki'ilu, water cleanses. So this also cleanses. And number two, he quotes an idea that a mikvah is also, I have to just find it, that it's about ki'ilu, it's the water of that a person was in, the embryonic fluid that he was in. So when we come out of the mikvah, we are also as if we are reborn. But it's a new beginning. And that's what the Rambam also discusses at the end of Hilchos Mikvos, that it is symbolic. Obviously, Dine Mikvos, we have to be totally into the mikvah. But the Rambam says, then Hilchos Mikvos, as you know, the last halacha in every halacha of the Rambam, generally, most of the time, is Divrei Hashkafa. So the Rambam says, just because you go into a body of water that changes something in your life, no, you become wet, right? What do you mean become tar? But that's what the Torah says. Tumah is not a dirt or mud. It's and therefore he says, "Avapikin remez yesh bedavar kishem sham mechavin libo litaher kivan shetoha tov al tor. If somebody has kavana to become tor, so once they go in, they become tor. Even though physically he's the same person that he was beforehand. But if you have kavanah to be changed, you're changed. Kacha mechuvan libo v'tar nafsho mitumas hanafashos. So too in the spiritual realm. She machshavos ha'aven v'deos haros. If we jump into the mikvah of midas tovos, of deos tovos, kivan she'iskim libo lefrosh me'osan ha'etzos, v'hevi nafsho b'mei hada'as tohar. Once we decide that we're going to become a different person in the Me'ad Das of Torah, so then we can become Tar. So that's the mikvah of, the mitzvah of Tahara. That's the hashkafa behind it. But again, the halachas are that one has to be fully in a mikvah, in order to become Tar. All at once. The Rambam emphasizes this. Call it Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin in Hilchas Tevila. This is the positive against what Ardi Maragam talks about Chatzitza. Call it Tovel, Tzorach Sheyitbol, Kol Gufo, Kishihu Arum, Bevas Achas. A person has to be naked in the mikveh at once. He can't put one arm in, then another arm in. It's not like, what's the contrast? Kashering. To kasher a kli, it does not have to be all at once. You could do half a pot, and then the other half of the pot. Half a spoon, and the other half of the spoon. Tevila niz basachas. V'imhaya bal se'ar, yatvel kol se'ar rosho. All the hair is part of the person that's going to the mikvah too. We'll talk about that soon. Farei huka gufo din Torah. Midaraisa, the hair of a person, the nails of a person, anything connected to a person is part of the body, and therefore that also has to be under the water. V'chala tameim shetavu bibigdehem. If somebody goes into the mikvah with clothes on, if they are loose, also lahen tefila. Mipnei shamayim bo'in bahen ve'in achotzitzin. So if he's wearing a wetsuit with a tight suit on, then obviously it's not going to work. But if it's loose, then it would work. Like the Gemara talks about a nida that fell into the mikvah with their clothes on, it would work. But there are, as we get into the laws of chatzitza, there are three stages. Based on the Gemara and Maseches HaSukkah, there are three stages and halachos of chatzitza. What's a chatzitza? We know when a woman goes to the mikveh every month, there are different, she prepares herself to rid herself of any chatzitza. Sometimes the Rav will get a shayla afterwards, you know, is this a problem? Is that a problem? I found one fingernail that I didn't get the fingernail, that I didn't fix, and there was color on it, and this and that. So how do you decide? What's a ma'akev? What's not a ma'akev? So the shayla is, which category does it fit in? So says the Rambam in the end of Halach Perek Aleph. Devar Torah. Well, let's start with the beginning. Echad ha'adam ve'echad ha'kelim lo yehei davar chotzeitz beinam levein amayim. A person or kelim, there cannot be any interposition between the item, the person, and the water. V'imhaya davar chotzeitz beinam levein amayim, kagon shaya batzek, there was some dough. O tit mudbak al basar ha'adam, o al bakli, hareu tamei kishahayav lo'asal en tefila. There was just some dough in one tiny spot. There was some paint that was above the surface. You went to the mikvah, the whole thing doesn't work. Doesn't work. Now says the Rambam, Devar Torah, on a Daraisa level, there are two conditions. For something to be a Chatzitza midaraisa. Im haya davar ha-chotzeitz, chofes rov ha-adam, or rov ha-kli. Number one, has to be on the majority of the kli or the person. Lo also lehen tefila. V'hu she'ye adam, makpid alav v'rotza laviro. Two conditions for a Chatzitza daraisa. It has to be on the most of the item, and a person has to be makpid that at some point, he would not want this on him. Right, doesn't mean always. Right now, somebody wears a wetsuit to go scuba diving. So that's a chatzitza daraisa. Why? Because it covers most of the body, and he's makbid on it generally not to wear a wetsuit. But most chatzitzas are not chatzitzas daraisa. Because what covers the entire person's caked in mud, most of his body? A kli might have some type of a chatzitza daraisa. But chatzitza daraisa, according to this definition, is very rare. Very unusual to be rove and makpid, but those are the two requirements that one needs. Avalameno makpid olav, velo sum oso alev, bein avar, bein lo avar, eno chotzeitz, v'avavishu choves rubo, you need both. V'chenem hayachofer miuto, eno chotzeitz, avavishu makpid olav. Even if he's makpid, there's one fingernail that has finger, that has polish on it, but all the other ones don't, so generally women would not want to go out with one fingernail colored and the other nine not, right? But that's not going to be a chatzitza daraisa. Because it's not on most of the body. That is level one. Midivrei sofer, midrabanan, either or. Midrabanan, chatzitza is either or. Shekal davar achotzeitz. Am I a makbid alav? Lo also latfila. If somebody's makbid on it that he doesn't want to always have it on, then lo also latfila. Ava bishol miyuto, even if it's only on a minority of the body or of the item. Gezer mishum rubo. So, rove. A miyut is mishum rov. V'chol davar achotzeitz. Im haya achofes rubo. Lo also lo tefila. And also if it's on most of the body, the tefila does not work. Avishay no makbid alav. Gzeir mishum mishum rov. But a makbid alav. So that's why midrabanan is either or. Nimsei somer. Shimhaya basar ha'adam. Al gufakli. Dover midvar machotitsin. Could go on buttsek. Fizephes. Afilu tipa kachardal. Even a tiny drop. Vub makbid alav lo also lo tfila. That's the halacha. Vimeno makbid alav also lo tfila. Ayalam kena yechofe rova kli or rova adam. That is the Rambam. But then you get to level three. The Ramah quotes in Hilchas Nida. The Ramah says in Kuvtza Adiches, we try, Lamaisa, to remove any chatitza, even miut she'eno makbid. And that's why when a woman goes to the mikvah, Bizman Azeh, tries to remove everything. L'chadchila, the Ramah says, lo titva l'afilu mitvarim she'enem chotesin. Gzeira atu dvarim chotesin, quoting from the Hagos Shari Dura. So it's three levels: the Daraisa, the Drabanan, and the Minog. And that's always the Shaila that the Rav tries to figure out: what category is this in? Once the Rav could get it into the category of miut she'eno makpid, so then it's just based on the Minog, and b'dieved it'll be okay. The Minog is to remove everything, but if it's a miut makpid, if somebody would be makpid about it, so then it's much more serious, a much more serious Shaila. Rabbi Chanan in the end, the back of the Kovetz Aris on Yevamis, he has two lamda shaylas on Hilchas Chatzitza. Number one, he says, Umakshin, kiva demidrabanan miachotzeitz. Right, what do we say? If something is only one or the other, level two, it's chotzeitz. It's chotzeitz midrabanan. But one second, if we observe Hilchos Halachas midrabanan, right? Orthodox Jews observe mitzvahs daraisa, halachas daraisa, halachas darabanan. So the second that something is a darabanan problem, and I hold of darabanan problems, so then shouldn't it, nehafach, shouldn't it be turned into a chatzitza daraisa, because I am makpid? How do you ever have a case of rubo she'eno makpid? Asked Rabbi Chanan. The second that the Rabbanan say that Rubo Sheino Makbid is a problem, that should turn into a Rubo Makbid, because I'm Makbid, because I want to follow the Dinim Drabbanan. So how do you ever have a case of Rubo Sheino Makbid, according to Rabbi Chanan? Umakshin, Kivet Demi Drabbanan Miachotzeitz, Havile Makbid, Vedevi Chatzitza Midaraisa. So he quotes two answers, one from his Rebbe, Reb Chaim. He says, Vetirates, Mori Verabi Reb Chaim Alevi Zalmi Brisk. He says, De Eino Chotzeitz Midaraisa, Lehecha de Makbid al Kol Arof. It's only chatzitza rice is with two ingredients, rubo and makpid on the whole rove. On the whole rove. That's where you're makpid. Here, you're only makpid on 51%. Meaning as long as you get it into the 49%, then you wouldn't be makpid. V'achayna makpid el al-chelek me'arov. Shereim nasir migufo ksas me'arov lo yishar ele miyuto she'ena makpid. The shorei gami d'rabanan. Okay, that's Reb Chaim. Only if you're makpid on the whole rove. But the more you sow this, they can answer lachora. Odef Shalomar, what Rabbi Chanan himself says, if you're makpid only because of halacha, not because of reality, that's not called makpid. The kivan de no makpid, ele mishum psola tefila. Why are you makpid? Because the rabbis told you to be makpid. No, that doesn't count. Makpid, we're talking about is makpid in general, makpid in life. The lava psul lo haya makpid, ein ze bechal makpid. That wouldn't be called makpid in this case. Right, that's the because of the halacha doesn't define it. Ukein ze quotes similar the Shimon Kubetz says about Matzia Daflam, but he quotes from the Tozer Rush. Alala zacher psula mishum denichalei. If somebody has a paraduma and a cow goes onto the paraduma, so then it passels it because nichalei, a person likes the impregnation of his cows. Even though, what do you mean? This guy doesn't want this at all because it ruins the paraduma. So he doesn't want it. No. You go by nichale in general, objectively, not because of halacha. Afshin if selis bekach v'lo nichale shetipasel mikomakom chashiv nichale. Even the bishar paros nichale v'hainu bala de bala v'apsol nichale. So that is question number one in Lamdis that Rabbi Chanan says. Again, you go by define nicha and lo nicha by reality and not by halacha. Right? It's similar. It's not exactly the same. It's similar. Reminds me a little bit of the Maharik. There's a Maharik that many Achronim discuss. Rav Moshe discusses this in Or HaChaim Aleph Kufchaf Aleph. Ask the Maharik, how could there ever be, right? We know Melacha B'Shabbos is one of the Yavar Val Yahariks. Right? If a guy comes and says, Mechal Shabbos, I'll kill you, we're Mechal Shabbos. So that's even by Nisa Daraisa. Even by Nisa Daraisa, if a guy says, do this Melacha, I'll kill you, so we violate the Melacha. So the Maharik discusses, well, maybe anytime a guy says that, it's never going to be an Nisa Daraisa. Because you don't really want to do the malacha, right? You're forced to do it because the guy's doing it. So wouldn't that be called a malacha shein etzricha legufa? Rashi's definition of malacha shein etzricha legufa is that you'd rather not be in this situation, right? There's a person who's dead in the house. You want to move the body out because you don't want the body here. not because you want it outside. That's a malacha shenei tzricha legufa. But Rashi's definition all over Masechet Shabbos is you'd rather not be in that situation. Not like Tosa. Tosa says it's being done for a different purpose than what was done in the Mishkan. That's Tosa's definition of malacha shenei tzricha legufa. But Rashi says you'd rather not be. So the Ma'arik says you'd rather not be in the situation with the guy forcing you. So every case is going to be a malacha shenei tzricha legufa, which we paskin like Rabbi Shimon. It's only a Nisad Rabbanan, not a Nisad Daraisa. So again, many Achronim argue and like, no, it's not that you'd rather not be in the situation, not because of the goy is forcing you, right? Generally, cooking is an act that produces something that you want. You'd rather, that doesn't change it in terms of being called a malach shenei tzricha legufa. Anyway, it's a mashal is similar. Either way, that's one question of Rabbi Chanan. The other question of Rabbi Chanan, the other alumnus question is that everybody agrees that if it's rov, you need rov and machbid for the chatzita da'araisa. But what if it's kulo? What if a person is totally covered in a wetsuit? That for sure is a problem, even if you're not machbid. Somebody's totally covered in in mud. So I asked Rabbi Chanan, but wait a second, if you say rubo kakulo, then why should you have any difference between rov and kulo? Just like rov is, and machbid is, rov needs machbid. So don't you say rubo kakulo? And therefore kulo should also need machbid. What do you see from there? So again, this is a big sugi in Rubik Akulo. What does Rubik Akulo mean? Let's say I shecht most of the simanim. So does that mean it's kilu, I shechted all the simanim? You really need to shecht both simanim by an animal, one simanim by a bird, and when you shecht rov of the simanim, so it's kilu, you shechted all, because you really need all. But rov is like all. Or no, rov is all you need. Rubik Akulo means rov is enough, but not that it's kilu, it is kulo. Says Rabbi Chanan, you have to say the latter view. Because here you see there's a difference between rubo and kulo. If rubo, then you need machbid. If it's kulo, you don't need machbid. Umuchach dehad rubo kakulo ein pirusho dechashiv kiilu nase hamaisa bekulo kagon gabi shchita diviteres b'shchitas rov simanim ein atayim shodav kiilu shachad kulan elasagi birubon. And he quotes that by Hiluach Nazir as well. Okay, two other important points to discuss, and that is, what does machbid mean? What does it mean machbid? Tosfos right here. Tosfos right here says on top numbeis mabeis v'yomarid the sarach lomar shepamim mesirin otan va'osin mehan malacha b'fnei atzman. What does it mean machbid? Sometimes you take it out. It's not there always. That's what machbid means. If you don't always want it there, where does it come up? Rings, right? A woman takes off her rings, but the chatzitza by netilas yadayim too. If somebody wears a ring, they have to take it off before they wash netilas yadayim. Why? Because once in a while you won't want your ring on there. For example, let's say you're kneading dough. That's the example the post can give. When a woman's kneading dough, when a man's kneading dough, you don't want your something on your hand. So you're going to take it off. You don't want dough to get into the ring. So that's called machbid. That's called machbid because sometimes you want it off. And that's what Tosfos says right here. You sometimes want it off. But there is a machlokas. The Tur quotes in Hilchos, Nida, a machlokas, whether the psul of machbid goes by if rov ha'olam is machbid, but I'm not. What if I don't care. But rov ha'olam is machbid. We paskin l'chumra. L'chumra, if rov ha'olam is machbid, that's called machbid. Even if I'm not machbid. That is for sure. But what about the opposite? What if I'm machbid and rov of the olam is not machbid? I'm more meticulous. And I wouldn't want it. I would be machbid about this, even though most people would not want it on. So that he quotes as a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rashba. The Rambam and the Rashba. Klomar. So he says the Beis Yosef at the beginning of Kuf Tzadi Ches. If most of the olam is machpid, it doesn't matter what you say. To bala daito, it's a koladam. Tim lokin, that's hadad rechel is shiurin. But what about the opposite? Toch hecha de ruban ena machpidas bezu machpedas misafkali. The Beis Yosef has a shayla. V'niredu plukta the Rambam v'Rashba. I think it's a machlokas, the Rambam and the Rashba. The Rambam says in Perek Beis Vilchaz Mikvos, Sara achas, she nikshara chotzetzes, v'hu shiye machpid aleha. One heir is chotzetz, if she is, or he is, machpid on it. Vadavar yadua, she ain't derech olam machpid, b'kshira sarachas. Most people aren't machpid about one hair being in knots, so it sounds like for the Rambam, if this person is machpid, but if you look in the words of the Rashba says, hayusaros rosha kshuro zubazu, imen kshuros achas al achas, v'yesh bahem harbe kshurim, ad she derech ha'isha lahakpid b'kach, harei luchotzitzin. Sounds like it goes by the rove. If most women are machpid, so then it's a problem. Most women are not machpid. Even if this person is machpid, it's not a chatzitza. L'maisa, we paskin l'chumra. We paskin l'chumra in that case, if it's a machpid, if the person or the general rule is machpid. That is what the Shulchan Aruch quotes, "Vim derech b'nei adam lahakpid alav chotzeitz afilu." He ain't a makpedes ata, or afilu ain't a makpedes alav laolam. Given shederach b'nei adam lahakpid alav chotzeis, v'mechovas rov aguf. So then it is a problem, right? If you look at the pischei tshuva, dafka biinon, you need shemakpedes leitim mizumanos. She has to be makpid every once in a while, but if she's a never makpid, so then you know, if nobody's ever makpid on it, mom is something. So then, right, you have to figure out exactly what would be not once in a lifetime, but just general rules. Just the other issue to mention, we're not going to get into so much lamaisa chatzisa issues. It comes up with stitches and fillings and a lot of other elements. There is an interesting machlokas between the Rambam and the Gaonim. The Rambam and the Gaonim. And that is, what about hair? We say rubo or makpid. So he said, rove, nobody's going to ever get a chatzisa daraisa bisman hazeh. Because you need rove and makpid. When is the most of the body covered with something? But there's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Gaonim. The Gemara says beferish that hair is included. S, right, uvrachatz es b'saro b'mayim. The Gemara says in Sukkah, es hatofel b'saro. And what's that sayer? So your hair has to be under the water also, not just the body. But is hair considered a separate unit? Or is hair considered part of the guf? And you look at the rove of the body, like if most of the hair is in knots, is that called rove or is that called miyib? Because it's still part of the body. That's the machlokas in the Rambam and the Gaonim. Mikvos beiz tesvav. The Gaonim say sayar is included for the din of biasmayim, but it's not called guf echad. And the Rambam says no, it's called guf echad. That's the Rambam in Perek Beis. The yirali shazaro shel adam kigufa hu chashiv linyan tefila ve'eno kaguf b'fnei atzmo kidei shenoma rove asayar. The Rambam says no, rove is rest part of the body, but he quotes the Gaonim that say it's a chatitza even just rove of the hair. And the Ravid says kidei Gaonim hu ha'ikar. I think the Gonim is the Iker Shita. The Briska Rav on that Rambam discusses the Lumdus. You know, once you say it's included, so why wouldn't you say it's part of the Guf? It has a din of Biasmayim, but it doesn't have a din of Guf, according to the Gonim. But again, that's the Lumdus there. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Some issues of Chatzitza.